the week of this week's parash, parash mishpatim, short part. Like when you get married, so the first thing is called the short part. Then you go. Anyway, so the pasuk says the parasha Mishpatim. The Torah talks about the inyan of an evit, somebody that steals, was caught, and he sold into slavery. To pay back, if he can't pay back, he sold into slavery. The pasuk tells us that if he can't pay back, so he goes to slavery and he stays there for 6 years. Sheishonim ta'avoy. However, after the 6 years, the pasuk tells us that if he says to his master, "Ohafti es adoni es esishti ves bonan loyetei chavsha makon yafri," so the din is the master takes him, the kim to the judges. He tells him over to the bezdin, and he brings him to the door or to the mezuzah, and he awls him through his ear. He makes it, pierces his ear. He pierces his ear and he's a servant forever. So Rashi brings the famous Chazal. Rashi brings from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why is the ear pierced from all the other Ivarim in the group? What do we do to the ear? Let's take his arm, his nose. What's up is the ear? So Rashad of Shimba Yochai. Oizen Sheshoma al Har Sinai lo signoy. The oizen that heard on Har Sinai, do not steal. And he went and he stole Teirotza. That ear should be pierced. And the question is obvious. The first question is, if the reason why he's getting his ear pierced because he heard Lo Signoiv, why are we piercing it right now? We should pierce it when he first goes into slavery. But a bigger question, a very powerful question that they ask, Oizen Trishoma Harsina Lo Signoiv, Lo Signoiv at Harsina in the Aseres HaDibrois was going named Nefashos. Was going named Nefashos. Going named Nefashos means kidnapping. Kidnapping. The Oizen that heard kidnapping should be pierced. But over here there was no kidnapping. Where was the kidnapping? Here the guy stole. I think the answer is a very big yesoid. Al pi drash. The pshuto shel mikra pashtus is loisignov, even though in its pirush it means kidnapping, but about its koila all the types of geneva. But in drash we want to say like this: this person that stole, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him now by somebody else? Was not because he deserves to be a slave. Fakert, he's the person is a great person. He's Oyvid Hashem. But he had to learn a lesson. His lesson that he had to learn was that you don't take somebody else's things. So Hashem put him by somebody else, made him be sold to somebody else to teach him, and everything that's over there has to know that it belongs to the master. It doesn't belong to him. Because he has to learn his boundary, he has to learn his limits. But at the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu was there to teach him a lesson, to build him up, to realize. And he should learn through that lesson to realize that you're not an Evet. You're somebody great. You're somebody special. You're a unique individual. You have to learn a lesson, okay? But after 6 years, I want you to go out and return to your status, to the person who was a Ben Choyrin and an Eved Hashem. But if a guy after 6 years says, I want to remain an Eved, the pshat in that is he doesn't realize who he really is. He doesn't realize that his real tachlis is to be an Eved Hashem, to serve Hashem, and to be the great person he really can become. That person is a be'emes, a kidnapper. He's kidnapping himself. The oizen that heard, don't kidnap. Don't go ahead and take somebody else's life away from what he's supposed to be doing. That's kidnapping. That oizen is now missing this lesson. He didn't hear the sort of kidnapping. What's the sort of kidnapping? The sort of kidnapping is that you take away a person from his environment. You take away a person from his where he's supposed to be. You take away a person from accomplishing his tafkid. And we have a riot to this. The Ramban says, the Gevaldik Yisoid, and the Parish, the Ramban says, later on, it says by the parasha, the end of Rishon, it says, Umake ovi v'imai moishumas, v'koinev ishi mechoro menitzriyot moishumas, and makal ovi v'imai moishumas. Why is koinev ishi mechoro in between the two? Rashi has this kasha. It says, Umake ovi v'imai moishumas, and then it says, makal ovi after that. But in between it says, v'koinev ishi mechoro. Why is that there? So the Ramban brings from Hashem from Sadi going, that the pshat is, that how is it shy for a person to kill his father, hit his father? How's a child for a person to mekalel aviv? It's a person's father. The Torah says we're going to be shemichora. The Torah said that child by somebody who was kidnapped. He was taken away from his father. He was taken away from his environment. He doesn't really understand who his father is. He doesn't understand. By there, Chachar Parsha from Maki Ish Esaviv, from Mikhail Ish Esaviv. The Pshat is when a person is removed from his Mokum, he's taken from his Mokum, he's robbed of his own identity. To the person Chas v'Shalom could do the worst things. He loses his Mokum. Chazal say, "In ruach ha-moish tala alecha." If the power of the moish of the Yitzhar, the koyim chaltana, don't leave your identity, don't lose your Mokum. Retain your identity, retain who you are. Is this person after? That's why you have to get 6 years. After 6 years that he was sold, he wants to remain as an Eved. That means he doesn't understand who he is. He's himself is a kidnapper. He heard not to kidnap, he kidnapped himself. That's the emes. The soid agodol that we learn from this rush is that a person has to spend time understanding and realizing who he is, his greatness. Many times we do things that are way, way below our chashivas, who we are. We don't realize our identity. And many things in life we don't accomplish. We don't believe in ourselves. The same way a person who gets kidnapped is taken away from his environment, from his makom, he's robbed of his identity. So too, we ourselves sometimes rob ourselves of our own identity. We don't believe in ourselves enough. We don't realize the potential. We don't realize the greatness, the godliness of every person, what he could do. The more he focuses on his milus and focuses on his things that he can accomplish, and he believes that Hashem is Baruch, he will accomplish and become somebody very great. You always say over the Vart, or to end with that, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was taken in by the midwives, by Bati Basparo. So they took him around to nurse. He wouldn't want to nurse from any of the midwife. So the Gvir Bir Agro brings us as a Makor in Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya that a Jewish child is not supposed to nurse from a Goyish woman, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not nurse. That's the Makor. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's all. What's the pshat's the raya? Of Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Peh she'osel davar mashchina. The peh, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed, because this mouth is going to eventually speak with the Shechina. This peh should not nurse from a goyish woman. How can we bring a raya for every tinoik? Well, the vice toys of Rabbi Yaakov, yet the Jewish kind, yet the Jewish child, is a peh, has the ability to be a peh, she'osel davar mashchina. The koyach of a yid, the koyach of a person is endless. The problem in life many times is we kidnap ourselves. We don't believe in ourselves. So always in Shoshom al Hasina leSignoi, we should be zeruch beis Hashem to understand the potential, the godless of every person, of each and one of us, zeruch to fill our potential in this world.